AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Black men from around the country are back at the National Mall in Washington, D.C. for the 20th anniversary of the Million Man March. Reverend Anika Wilson Brown gave a call to action.
We are today here because we are change agents. We are chain breakers. And God is calling us to rise up just as the phoenix rise up from the dust.
The original march brought hundreds of thousands of men to Washington to pledge to improve their lives, their families, and their communities. Women, whites, and other minorities were not invited to the original march, but organizers welcomed all today. The rain has moved out of South Carolina. This latest storm brought an inch of rain. There's a lot of work to do to clean up from the massive amounts of rain that fell over the last week. Governor Nikki Haley says assessment teams and highway contractors are hard at work.
Whether it's infrastructure assessment teams, whether it's our FEMA assessment teams, amazingly, DOT, you know, to be out there working on that 95 stretch with divers in the water and on top, you know, the rain is not stopping anybody.
Some rivers in South Carolina have crested and floodwaters are starting to recede. The lawyer for a woman who accused Bill Cosby of sexually abusing her at the Playboy Mansion when she was 15 says she will seek a second deposition. Gloria Allred says Cosby appeared at a deposition yesterday in Boston. Allred represents Judy Huth and says the California judge will decide in December if the testimony will be made public. The prime minister in Turkey says there are strong signs that the two attacks at a peace rally in Ankara today were suicide bombings. A three-day official mourning has been declared for the 86 victims of the two explosions, as well as for people killed in terror attacks since July. The explosions happened as hundreds of people were gathering for a peace rally. This is AP Radio News. North Korea held a lavish parade today in Pyongyang on the 70th anniversary of the creation of the country's ruling party.
Thousands of goose-stepping soldiers marched by Kim Il-sung Square in central Pyongyang. They were followed by a large-scale display of military hardware, including tanks, rocket launchers, and a variety of missiles, as well as drones mounted on trucks. Military planes flew in formation above the square, forming the symbol of the Workers' Party.
The AP's Malcolm Foster reports North Korean leader Kim Jong-un took center stage, declaring in a rare speech, the North has no intention of straying from the socialist track established by his grandfather and is ready to stand up to any threat posed by the U.S. Actor Randy Quaid is in custody in Vermont. He tried to cross the border from Canada into the U.S. Quaid is wanted in Santa Barbara, California, to face felony vandalism charges. He skipped several court appearances and went to Canada. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.